There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a warning that testosterone replacement products are boosting your risk of heart attack and stroke, according to the FDA. And they are ordering makers of testosterone replacement products, which are very, very aggressively marketed to men with, you know, low energy and libido. And we'll talk about low testosterone in a little bit. But they want these makers of the products to bear a warning that there is a possible increased risk of heart attack and stroke when people taking the medication. The FDA's warning also calls for the labels of these testosterone products to clarify that the prescription hormone is meant for use by men whose low testosterone levels are caused by certain medical conditions, and that these products are not supposed to be used for anti-aging. Now, we'll talk about different disorders that cause issues with the testicles and pituitary gland and brain, etc., that can cause lack of testosterone. But 3% of American men right now are admitting to boost their testosterone levels with a prescription, even though there's more and more evidence that keeps coming up that, testosterone could unfortunately put you at risk for heart attack and stroke. Testosterone prescriptions, at the success of many advertising campaigns, have grown fivefold between 2000 and 2011. They say makers of the industry are bringing in about $1.6 billion annually. The FDA has, quote-unquote, according to the LA Times, become aware that testosterone is being used extensively in attempts to relieve symptoms in men who have low testosterone for no apparent reason other than aging, and the benefits and safety has not been established. Now, I unfortunately don't manage testosterone anymore. Not because of the heart risk and the stroke risk. That came later. I stopped managing testosterone a long time ago when breast cancer was being discussed in the studies in the literature, and heart attacks were being discussed with women hormone supplementation. And I told you guys about the story where I had a woman whose blood pressure was kind of high, and I told her that I think I want her off her estrogen temporarily to see if her blood pressure improves. And her blood pressure improved, and then a few months later, she did her mammogram, and we diagnosed her with breast cancer. She ended up having breast cancer, treated successfully. She's alive and well, thank God. But her family wanted to sue every doctor involved who gave her hormone supplementation. And I was the only one not sued because I was the only one that never physically wrote a prescription for the hormone. Even though there's still a lot of debate whether the hormone replacement therapy is truly giving people breast cancer, we know that it could fuel breast cancer. So now I start to see that I'm diagnosing prostate cancer. And I'm starting to see that the guidelines are changing on when we are allowed to test, screen, and treat prostate cancer. And I'm like, all right, hold the phone here, okay? If somebody is going to make an argument that the testosterone replacement gave, you know, their client prostate cancer, I better get somebody involved that really knows how to manage prostate cancer, testosterone treatment, etc. And so I talked to our neighborhood urologist, and they're like, Dahlia, let's handle it. Okay? It's an art on how to handle testosterone. It's not just giving somebody an injection. You have to watch the prostate carefully. You have to watch things carefully. And I go, look, do you want me to check their heart and lungs just to be on the safe side? You know, because if estrogen could possibly increase heart attack risk, testosterone can. Excellent, good idea. You still check the heart and lungs. We'll manage the testosterone. And I've been doing that for years. And my patients who have needed testosterone have gotten testosterone. And nobody's had a heart attack and nobody's had a stroke. And this team approach has been phenomenal. And I'm very pleased with it. I don't think men should be denied testosterone by any means, but we're having, you know, certain groups of patients that don't do well with certain treatments. Okay, personally, if a woman is low on estrogen, all right, and she's suffering from hot flashes and can't sleep, give her the estrogen. Watch the breasts, watch the heart, you know, let her know that there are risks, okay? And hopefully nobody decides to turn around and sue the doctor. But you collectively make this decision, and you be on the watch for anything as it comes. Many women do well with estrogen. Some women don't. Same thing with men. All right? But, you know, if we don't manage the lawsuits and appropriately, and we don't protect doctors, and we don't give patients the proper protection by telling them what they could be at risk for, it's a mess, and what's going to end up happening is nobody's going to get treatment. Okay, I think it's a great idea to supplement testosterone in somebody who's low. I think it's an awesome idea. If you're low in something, we help testosterone. Listen, we help supplement. You're not living till you're 40 anymore, thank God. You're living till you're 80. So if your testosterone starts to drop as you age, and we're expecting you to live another 40 years, why not help supplement? We're supplementing vitamin D. We're supplementing vitamin B. We're supplementing estrogen. We supplement testosterone. Why not? But there could be risks. A November study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association said that men who underwent an artery-clearing procedure, angioplasty, and then took testosterone had a 30% greater likelihood of heart attack, stroke, or death from any cause than the men who did not take the testosterone. Now, testosterone has been around since the 1950s. No, not the testosterone preparation, the prescription testosterone. And more and more of these, you know, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, so even 40-year-olds are asking for testosterone because they think they have something called hypogonadism. So hypogonadism is where your testicles aren't working. All right? Now, a lot of you are like, no, they work. I mean, I'm making sperm, but I'm feeling tired, so maybe it's my testosterone. The FDA has estimated that 1.5 million men were taking a testosterone supplement in 2013, nearly double the 850,000 men who were taking it in 2010. They also noted that a quarter of those weren't even tested for hypogonadism. So a lot of times testosterone is being given and being prescribed for people who don't even have a medical objective reason to. It's subjective. So male hormones growing fast. Now we have more people using it. Now, what else could be going on? Okay, is it that many people who take testosterone are doing other supplements that can hurt the heart? Is it strictly the testosterone? Is there something wrong with the injection? We'll talk about low T and what that means for you when we come back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so where does your testosterone come from? Ladies, it comes from your ovaries. Men, it comes from your testes. The Leydig cells in the testes in men make your testosterone. You better remember that because I'm going to be giving you guys a pop quiz. We haven't done a pop quiz in a long time. All right, women make testosterone in their ovaries, all right? And we also get our testosterone from the adrenal glands. So for those of you with adrenal insufficiency where the adrenal glands don't do that well, sometimes you'll also notice some testosterone dropping there, okay? Now, men have a lot more than women, okay? So that's why men have the hairy chest, and they have the big, broad shoulders, and they have so much muscle. And they are just so burly and sexy. I love it when men have testosterone. Ooh, love the testosterone in men. Very, very sexy. Unfortunately, with women, when we start to have too much testosterone, our voice gets lower. You know, we sound like this. It's a fast food lane. I'm always being mistaken for a man. I hate that. Get a lot more hair. Not very fun at all. But our sex drive goes up. All right, so why do we have testosterone? Because that's what initiates the development of your male internal and external reproductive organs when you're a little baby fetus. All right, and then you need the testosterone to produce your sperm. It also does a variety of things. Like it works with your new blood cells. It makes sure that your muscles are strong. So a lot of people, they go, well, I got muscle weakness, so it's probably I have low T. Well, because it also enhances your muscle strength. It also enhances libido. Some men are like, gosh, you know, I don't want to sleep with my wife anymore. You know, maybe it's my testosterone. I always accused my husband of having low testosterone. You know, because I'm lying there in bed going, all right, baby, give it to me. He's like, I'll pass. I'm going to go to the doctor and have my testosterone looked at. I'm like, really? I'm not sexy? No. Luckily, he doesn't have to look at me and be turned on. Thank God. All right. So let me see what else I could teach you here. All right. So puberty, of course, gets credited with the big boost of testosterone that allows you to get your height. You get your pubic hair growth. You get your penis enlargement. Then your testes grow. Your prostate gland. It also regulates luteinizing hormone, follicular stimulating hormone. You have testosterone converted to other androgens, which are other hormones like dihydrotestosterone, etc. And testosterone in women, though. We need our testosterone because for women, it gets converted to estradiol, which is estrogen for female. So, of course, the testosterone has to be controlled. Okay, your testes just can't produce testosterone and produce and produce and produce and produce to the point that you are just all completely hairy and sex fiend. Okay, so your hypothalamus and your pituitary gland control that. Okay, you also have gonadotropin-releasing hormone. Gonadotropin-releasing hormone is shot out by the hypothalamus in the brain that tells the pituitary, when to release certain hormones and send signals, and also the stop features, etc. So you get this feedback. So you have testosterone that's increasing. You get this feedback mechanism. It suppresses the production of the gonadotropin-releasing hormone from the hypothalamus. Then that suppresses the luteinizing hormone of the pituitary gland. Testosterone starts to fall. Then your body's like, wait a second, I need more testosterone. And then it happens again. Okay? So what happens when you have too much testosterone? Most men don't care. Most men don't notice it. But you can have issues of too much testosterone. Sometimes early puberty, too much hair growth, etc. Sometimes if you go through puberty too easily or too quickly, you could be infertile. With women, we start to see high testosterone in terms of weight, in terms of hirsutism, the excess hair, in terms of them having issues with their ovaries, as well as sterility and the polycystic ovary syndrome, where you start to make extra cysts, you don't ovulate correctly, etc. Acne. All right, so that's just kind of a quick review of the testosterone. So, okay, if you have low testosterone, what happens? Well, as a man, you may be like, gosh, you know, I'm not building up my muscles like I used to. Or, you know, maybe I'm kind of losing my hair. Even though we talk about testosterone and high testosterone causing baldness, sometimes men will lose their hair when their testosterone is down. And then you could start noticing changes in your skin. The skin may be a little bit more wrinkled, maybe a little bit more dry, even though we want to check thyroid with that. Now, male menopause or andropause is something that's debated. Do men's testosterone drop like a woman's estrogen? No. But it does drop a little bit. So if you have a 40-year-old man whose testosterone is low, I wouldn't think that's andropause or male menopause. I would think there's something else going on because a 40-year-old man should still have normal testosterone levels, okay? You will start to decrease your testosterone a lot of times by age 30. Why? Because most of your reproduction in the animal kingdom is done by that time, just like with women. The female is supposed to be, in the animal kingdom, done with reproducing by the human equivalent to 30, 35, etc. All right? But men still want to have sex, right, in their 30s and in their 40s, etc. And so if their testosterone starts to decline, their libido starts to decline, then they'll come to the doctor. And thank God for that. So what could be causing your testosterone to go down? Well, one is like, you know, your normal aging. But let's say you got your testicle injured, all right? Then your testes isn't producing it. You know, sometimes we're treating you for testicular cancer, or you have cancer of the testes. That could be an issue, which is why having low testosterone is not something that you just get a shot or supplement for and then go on your merry way. Somebody has to figure out why it's low, okay? Maybe you have other hormonal disorders. Maybe you have issues with your pituitary. Maybe you have an infection. Maybe you have HIV, AIDS. What if you have diabetes? A lot of people's testosterone drops because they're diabetic. Sometimes you have liver disease. Sometimes you have kidney disease. And a lot of times obesity will start messing with your testosterone. So we used to take pills, and we found that the pills don't work as well as the shots. Then they came up with gels. And these gels work really nicely. The androgels, etc., seem to have less side effects, and people like it. And they like the some people want a big rip-roaring dose. Some want a more milder, steady level that keeps being absorbed, etc. I wonder if they studied with these testosterone supplements which form was more at risk of heart disease and stroke. Because it'd be very interesting to see if the gel form, based on the way it's delivered, would be a safer way to go. Now, here's the thing. If you have prostate issues, or if there's prostate cancer in the family, okay, I would recommend having a friendly urologist on the case, keeping an eye on the testosterone. Because what happens if you have prostate cancer? What is one of the first things the doctors do? They start to cut back your testosterone. If you have prostate cancer, they don't want your natural hormone to feed it. Just like women with breast cancer, we immediately shut down the estrogen production and block estrogen. I don't know if we stop down the production as much as we block estrogen. You know, some women, they get their ovaries removed so they don't get breast cancer. Not, I think, the smartest thing in the world, but it's not the most strategic thing. But I thought of the same thing, going, maybe I should, you know, I don't want to get breast cancer. When I'm done with my ovaries, maybe take them out. All right? I mean, I wouldn't go through that type of a risk, but you see where the logic is. Okay? You know, I don't want circulating hormones messing with me. So what we do is we stop the circulating hormones from being an issue. So, you know, here you are, you're taking testosterone supplementation and nobody's watching your prostate? Not right. Now, are there benefits? Yeah, people love it. People say they don't have their depression. They say the sex is better. They say they have better longevity when they exercise, when they work out. You know, it's the fountain of youth. And, you know, why not help a man out if he's in his 40s or 50s and he's deficient on something? So, like I said, I'm a big fan. But the mistake I think a lot of medical providers are doing is nobody's watching the heart, watching the prostate, watching things as people are being, not literally, come on, you know, as the treatment is going on. And so you have to understand that anytime you put something in your body, okay, even though you think it's as natural as it could be, the body may not be prepared for something like that. If your body recognizes testosterone from the testes, and you're giving testosterone shots and gels, which are very well tolerated, don't think it's going to be 100% symptom-free or risk-free. Okay, it's as simple as that. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, spider venom may be the key to the future of painkillers. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I
do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So scientists have analyzed countless chemicals in spider venom, and they have found seven compounds that block a key step in the body's ability to pass pain signals to the brain. If that's the case, why the hell do spider bites hurt so damn much? Anyway, in research they said that this could one day lead to a new class of potent painkillers. And the scientists focused on 206 species of spiders and searched for molecules in the venom that block nerve activity called the NaV1.7 channels. Experts estimate that as many as 1 in 5 people worldwide suffer from chronic pain, and existing pain treatments often fail to give sufficient or long-term relief. And, of course, the economic burden is so high. Apparently, chronic pain costs us $600 billion a year in the United States alone. Now, remember, pain is a sensory issue where nerves get affected. They send signals to the brain through a pain pathway. This pathway then tells the brain, okay, there's pain. You then decide to bimotor move. You also sensory know it hurts, and it's a protective mechanism, okay? So the scientists want to stop that pathway for people that are chronically eliciting pain from their knee, from their foot, etc. A compound that blocks NaV1.7 channels is of particular interest, according to Glenn King, who led the study of Australia's University of Queensland. Doesn't Australia have some of the deadliest spiders out there? You know, honestly, if you could use these deadly spiders, you know, for something good, I'm for it. Just don't have me handle them, please. He said previous research has found indifference to pain among people who lack these NaV1.7 channels due to a naturally occurring genetic mutation. So blocking these channels has the potential to turn off pain in people with normal pathways. So I guess these pain-killing drugs right now that you know, seem to be of so much criticism are narcotic and opiate-type pain medicines that will hit the mu receptors in the brain and stop your brain from sensing the pain. This is going to be a much different pathway, and hopefully also won't be open to the same sort of abuse, because you're not getting the buzz, you're not getting the high, you're not getting the type of thing that a lot of narcotics can do, okay? In fact, there was a study that came out saying heroin overdoses now have skyrocketed. We need to talk about that also. Apparently heroin overdose deaths have nearly quadrupled, they say, in the last 13 years. All right, some of these people are doing it for poops and giggles, and some are in a hell of a lot of pain. Part of the search for new pain-killing drugs, they say, is focused on the world's 45,000 species of spiders. Many of them kill their prey with venoms that have hundreds and even thousands of protein molecules that block nerve activity. So they think there are 9 million spider venom peptides, and 0.1% has even been explored, and this could be used for pharmaceuticals. So they got a lot of goods out there. Go to nature. There's a lot of stuff in nature we could use. The researchers published their work, I guess this was last week, in the British Journal of Pharmacology, and they hope they have a system that could rapidly analyze spider venom compounds, screen the spider venoms from 206 species. They actually found that 40% contained at least one compound that could block these channels. Then they've identified 7 promising compounds. Now all they need is a pharmaceutical company to jump on this, help make a drug, do the clinical trials, get the FDA approved, and we should have it probably by, what, 2040? Not too sure. Pain scares us. We don't want to deal with pain. Heroin overdeaths have nearly quadrupled in 13 years. Unfortunately, deaths from heroin overdose are just skyrocketing. We're even finding more kids in high school using heroin because it's getting harder to get pill narcotics. With all the changes in the government regulations and pharmacies getting sued, people are going more to heroin than, I don't know where you'd get heroin if you can't get a Lortab or Vicodin. Anyway, the results show that the rate of death from heroin overdose nearly quadrupled, from 0.7 deaths per 100,000 people in the year 2000 to 2.7 deaths per 100,000 people in 2013, but the steepest rise occurred between 2010 and 2013. Again, we could blame probably, you have the recession, you have the new narcotic rules, and you have the lack of medical access, right, for both addicts and people suffering from pain. The researchers also reported changes in the age group and ethnicity with the highest rates of death from heroin. In 2000, the group with the highest rate of heroin overdose deaths were black adults aged 45 to 64. In contrast, in 2013, the highest death rate were white adults, 18 to 44, with a rate of 7 deaths. Heroin overdose deaths were more common among men than women. 2013, there were more than 6,500 heroin-related deaths among men, 1,700 in women, all over the country. The biggest rise was seen in the Midwest. I guess the heroin death rate rose 11-fold between 2000 and 2013. Death rate quadrupled in the Northeast. tripled in the South, doubled in the West, right? But, you know, some are citing, well, more people are using pain medicines, so maybe pain medicine increases cause this. Some are citing it's harder to get pain medicine. And since it's harder to get pain medicine, people are going other route. You know, we're watching marijuana legalization in other states closely as well to see what happens with other drugs. If marijuana starts becoming more expensive, all right, maybe it's more easily accessible. But if it starts becoming more expensive, where do we see the shift to? Do we see more alcohol? Do we see more other drugs? Do we see less access to marijuana because of pricing and taxing? From what I hear, these companies that are selling it, they're being taxed up the yin-yang. So the prices of the marijuana are pretty high. So we're watching that because, you know, for every, you know, anytime you try to think you're doing good, all right, there's always a ripple effect. And then we see this ripple effect like we're seeing with heroin. It's unfortunate. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the Supreme Court appears to be very closely divided today as they were hearing the heated arguments over President Obama's health care law again. But they think that the statute is going to be upheld based on how they saw the justices react. They said the liberal justices hammered the law's challengers, suggesting that the consequences of upending the law's tax subsidies and federal health exchanges would raise a serious constitutional problem. But conservative justices said that the law was clearly written to exclude federal subsidies in states that did not create their own exchanges. So if the court strikes down the tax credits, then Congress or the states would then step in and then have to fix the law. So, you know, and a lot of people are like, oh, gosh, Dolly, is this going to be, you know, finally where Obamacare died, the Affordable Health Care Act? No, this is a technicality on the exchanges and the federal subsidies, all right? Federal subsidies technically in the law are not supposed to go to the states that don't have the state exchanges. So if the state exchanges don't offer those products for their state's constituents, can the state constituents still get federal funds? Okay, well, we all know federal funds get to you know, find a way to get to everybody anyway. So it could just be the Supreme Court could just say, Congress, you need to revote this. Now, Congress could say no, but then the states are going to then have to probably adopt the exchanges, and which may be the easier way for the state to go. So Obamacare is still here to stay. This I wouldn't get overly optimistic about this. We do, however, need somebody stepping in and going, look, all this money we're spending, okay, you know, is it doable? Is it practical? Is it something we can maintain? You know, when you look at these subsidies that are being given to each individual people, hundreds of dollars per person, okay, to drop an overinflated insurance rate down, somebody's going to finally say, look, we can't do this anymore. Okay? Insurance rates can't be $1,200 a month for a person. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or sees money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dry Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doc Dolly 1-877 DOC DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Wall Street Journal, as well as many other media outlets, are reporting that we can't really tell you who are the best hospitals, because apparently four services that rate U.S. hospitals show huge discrepancies. No shock there, okay? You know, this is the problem with taking ratings. When you take consumer ratings, all right, it's not a science, because there's no way to protect against false information, and there's too much subjectivity. They say four services that publish hospital ratings for consumers strongly disagree, and no single hospital received high marks from all four services. This is U.S. News and World Report, Consumer Reports, the Leapfrog Group, and HealthGrades. Only 10% of the 844 hospitals that were rated highly by one service received top marks from another. The measures were so divergent that 27 hospitals were simultaneously rated among the nation's best by one service and then among the worst by another. Now, consumers want online ratings. People want to Yelp and look somebody up, or they want to HealthGrades, or they want to. I had a patient yesterday that had a bilateral hernia, and his doctor friend recommended two different surgeons. And the patient comes to me and goes, I can't go to either of those surgeons because they're loony. And I go, loony, what happened to you? Oh, nothing happened to me. It's what I read online. I go, what did you read online? Patients were saying bad things about them. And I go, whoa, 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 okay, all right. Yes, I mean, if something bad happened to a patient, all right, it was all over the news, and, you know, they there was this huge malpractice case or negligent case or whatever. But if you look up any doctor, there's crap written about any of them, unless, of course, you know, somebody's mommy or friend or, you know, BFF or loved one. And I'm like, hold the phone. You're calling these two doctors crazy. You don't even know them. All right, these ratings, and unfortunately, one of those doctors could save his life. It's scary stuff. And so we don't have proper ways to rate when we're using subjectivity. And somebody could say, well, Dahlia, if somebody had a bad experience, didn't like the nurse, okay? The nurse, let's say, had dirty fingernails, or the doctor was mean, or he was abrasive. Okay, yes, they could write that down. It's freedom of speech. They could do that. But a lot of people will go online that weren't even consumers of that restaurant or walked into that department store or whatever, but they're mad. And they're like, you know what, I'm going to go online. I mean, when people like to search the internet, they'll go, ooh, let me do this, ooh, let me do this, let me do this. And you don't have any proof that some of those ratings could be from people that don't even, et cetera. All right, a big complaint I'm getting from employers or restaurant owners, et cetera, is a lot of the review sites like Yelp, et cetera, will recommend certain reviews and then kind of hide others. So a lot of good reviews get hidden. Well, now you're manipulating the freedom of speech. So now we have hospitals. So here you are, all right, possibly having something life-threatening, but you're not sure, and you're asking your wife to Google, all right, because you need to know what hospital to go to. That is not the way you find a hospital, or you find a doctor, or you find a restaurant. That's not the way to do it. You know, in the olden days, if you were worried about a restaurant, the Department of Health would tell you if there were any health violations. That was very, very valuable. Now you're hearing ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends bag on somebody there saying, oh, the place had a rat. All right? Where is the accountability? Where's the responsibility? And this study scares me that there is no uniformity of the ratings. Okay? They're looking at four different sites, and we can't tell. One site said they're the best hospital ever, and one site said they're the worst. The study didn't name individual hospitals, but UCLA's Ronald Reagan Medical Center in Los Angeles was among U.S. News' top 18 hospitals in the nation in 2013, but it received a D safety rating from LeapFrog the same year. Robert Cherry, Chief Medical and Quality Officer for the UCLA Health System, sent an email, "Unfortunately, we can attest as an institution that has come out on both sides of these report cards that there is a lack of clarity, consistency, and understanding between the various methodologies, and in some cases may be misleading the public." Something has to be done about this. You know, one of the, let's move on here. They say Consumer Reports calculates a safety score for hospitals from 0 to 100 based on rates of infections, readmissions, and other measures. LeapFrog's hospital safety score assigns hospital letter grades from A to F, reflecting how well they keep patients from preventable harm and medical error. Where are they getting the data? Who is giving them the data? A patient who is upset because they got a staph infection, or a patient upset because they got a bill? I got sick, I left the hospital, and I felt horrible. Well, did you feel horrible because of the hospital, or did you feel horrible because you got an infection there? I mean, we need to know this. Where is the documentation? Health Grades calculates an annual list of the country's 50 and 100 best hospitals based on mortality and complication rates for a variety of conditions. So if a hospital is dealing with an older population, okay, has a lot of, let's say, Sun City-type residents that unfortunately will become sick and pass in the hospital, and heart attacks or cancer-related conditions or COPD, their numbers could look worse. And that's not fair because they're taking care of older people. God bless them. U.S. News focuses on care of serious conditions and scores hospital 1 to 116 specialties, as well as ranking them nationally and regionally. To compare them, the study authors defined high-performing as a score of 65 or higher from Consumer Reports, and A from LeapFrog, B listed in HealthGrade's top 100, and being excluded in the U.S. News honor roll of hospitals with high scores in six specialties. Low performers were those with a score of 30 or lower from Consumer Reports. Another thing, too, is like UCLA Medical Center. I wonder what's going to happen to them after this endoscopy news. All right, they had two people who died from the thus far that is allegedly being linked to the endoscopy cleaning procedures that they're saying. But this happens in multiple hospitals. And I'm wondering if, because now they're in the news, somebody's going to say, "Oh, yeah, I was there and they stunk," and report that. You know, I one thing we found is the power of the media is more powerful than nature. I mean, whoa. All right? You know, you could have a newscast saying, "Look, there's going to be this weather, there's going to be this, there's going to be this, everybody's going to be expecting it, everybody's going to..." It's crazy to see the hysteria that we see happen, right, from media, etc. So now I'll have patients who are going to be like, "Oh, you know what, it wasn't on the list, so I can't go there." What do you mean, what list? Who's making the list? How trustworthy is the list? Come on, people. I'm not sure what the answer is. But seeing a patient turn down surgeons who are very, very well known in the town I live because he read some Yelp reviews, whereas doctors are like, "Look, they saved my patient's lives." That's some scary stuff. That means people are going to be denied good care, and there's somebody who knows how to weasel around the rating system. That's going to be your doctor, or your restaurant, or your hospital. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition. Rain, snow, or sleet, it will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.